Introducing the Two-Way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the Two-Way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the Two-Way for yourself at NewBalance.com.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Pony Stampede podcast. Thanks for listening. I'm Billy Embody, back at it with you guys after that crazy, crazy winter storm week we've all had, for the most part, across the country to deal with. So hope you guys have all been safe and had power and no busted pipes and all that. But now it's back at it with the podcast. And it's been quite the week for SMU. And so wanted to circle back with you guys on the news that dropped. Certainly on Sunday night, SMU saw another coaching staff position come open when Kevin Curtis, the cornerbacks coach, left SMU to rejoin up with Dave Aranda, who was on the Texas Tech coaching staff when Kevin Curtis was a player for the Red Raiders. So he heads to Baylor to become the corners coach for Dave Aranda. And SMU moved quickly to replace him. And a really natural fit, I think, here. As Stephon McClure, sources told Pony Stampede on really Sunday, right when it happened, that we should expect this to move quickly and for Stephon McClure to get promoted from graduate assistant, where he's served the last 2 years under Kevin Kane, as who left for Illinois, obviously, but spent the last 2 years at SMU as a graduate assistant. But prior to that, he played for Sonny Dykes at Cal, and was a three-time captain for him there. One of really, on and off the field, just a tremendous player for the Bears. Ended up going on to the NFL, where he spent some time with the Indianapolis Colts and played in 7 games for the Washington Redskins back when they were the Redskins in 2017, and made 3 tackles as a pro. And then from there, he went and got his start as a coach. And he came to SMU, where he really got on with Sonny Dykes and worked on the defensive side of the ball. He worked closely with Randall Joyner these past 2 years in the defensive line room, continuing to kind of hone his skills just as a coach. But now he gets a chance to coach his position. He played safety, I'm pretty sure, in the NFL, but he's going to coach corners. So him and Trey Haverty are your two coaches in the secondary. And Trey Haverty now is just the lone coach left from the original defensive coaching staff when Sonny Dykes was hired. Trey Haverty was one of the first hires made by Sonny Dykes. But Stephon McClure becomes yet another first-time assistant coach given a shot by Sonny Dykes. He joins David Grew, who was with Sonny Dykes as an analyst, as a QC, as a grad assistant at his previous stops, and then was promoted to wide receivers coach when Sonny Dykes got the job. And then Randall Joyner came on after being a GA at Ohio State. And then Rashad Samples, of course, elevated from an off-field role at Texas, where he came to SMU as really just an offensive assistant, and then was named running backs coach before this past season. So another young up-and-coming coach getting his shot at SMU. Just from talking with people and getting a feel for what Stephon McClure is going to bring to this position, I think the thing that stands out, and it's pretty obvious when you look at what Sonny Dykes looks for in young coaches, I think is just an engaging personality. He's somebody, and just since we broke the news this morning, you could tell how happy some people are. The Joyner's very happy for him. Actually, Stephon McClure, you know, there was some buzz that he was going to end up going to Ole Miss with Randall Joyner to you know, continue on as a GA and move up, in a sense, to the SEC. But Sonny Dykes ended up keeping him here in Dallas. But just that engaging personality, and I think that's something that stands out right away. And obviously, Sonny Dykes knows what he's getting in Stephon McClure. He got him when he went to Cal as a player, and you know, they've remained very, very close. But I think that young, aggressive recruiter that SMU needed to kind of replace Randall Joyner, Sonny Dykes is certainly getting that in Stephon McClure. And I think with the amount of time those two spent together, it makes a lot of sense. And we'll get to SMU's second new hire in a moment, who's also a very strong recruiter and another California native for that matter. But Stephon McClure played the position, has remained pretty close with some of his NFL friends as well. So he's always been kind of working towards coaching this position. He's never really kind of, you know, given up on that in a sense, and remains certainly a student of the game in that regard. So he's just getting started in his coaching career, but he had a really strong playing career at Cal. Like I said, three-time captain, played in the league for a bit, kind of bounced around late in his career, trying to make, you know, different teams out of training camp, but eventually comes to SMU as a GA for 2019 and 2020, now SMU's corners coach. So again, that youth movement that Sonny Dykes continues to kind of keep going, Stephon McClure is a part of that, as is SMU's new defensive line coach, Chidera Uzodiribe, and I hope I'm pronouncing that right, but I'll get the pronunciation right here in the future if not. He comes from Kansas, where he was the outside linebackers coach this past year. He was promoted to that position by Les Miles in January 2020. He worked as a quality control coach, working with the defense during the 2019 season. He spent 3 years as a GA at Colorado, where he overlapped with now SMU defensive coordinator Jim Leavitt. He spent 1 year there when Jim Leavitt was with Colorado. And prior to that, he was a player for the Buffaloes. He played 4 years and graduated in 2014, and then signed with the Saints as a free agent in 2015 before really his playing career ended. He didn't make it out of camp, and then he, you know, obviously tried that year to kind of get into the league and stick around somewhere, but ends up going back to Colorado, where he was a GA starting in 2016, was there until 2018, and then moved on to Lawrence to join the Jayhawks. And the thing that stands out to me about Uzodiribe is, one, he's another under 30 up-and-comer. He was a member of the 24/7 Sports 30 Under 30 list this year, which Rashad Samples, SMU's running backs coach, also made in 2020. Randall Joyner's made it in the past. So there is just another influx of young coaching talent. And the thing that stands out, and look, I mean, Kansas is kind of Kansas, but Les Miles has been at this a long time. It didn't take him long to promote him to a full-time assistant. And he, you know, was only in the role a year, but, you know, certainly you could tell in that 1 year that he needed to be on the field and he needed to be promoted. And that's exactly what Les Miles did. And he's been involved in numerous recruitments, California, Texas, Georgia. Two of the eight highest ranked recruits in the Jayhawks 2021 class were recruited by Uzodiribe. So he is somebody that certainly has a high ceiling. He's on the rise, and he's just a really strong fit. So he played the position, coached outside linebackers, and I think as SMU, and look, we've talked with Jim Leavitt, he wants to be multiple. He wants to be able to play just about any defense necessary, but as of late, he's been a three-man front guy. SMU transitioned to that under Kevin Kane, and so he's got position experience coaching up the outside linebackers, which is critical in a 3-4, and then he's got the playing experience as defensive line coach. So he'll be able to coach up that group. And under Randall Joyner, the Stang position, so that stand-up defensive end spot, as well as the rest of the defensive line, that was all coached up by Randall Joyner. So it makes a lot of sense for Chidera Uzodiribe to take that group and coach them up. We'll see where they go with another GA. That's certainly something that's going to be interesting to watch. I think they now have an open GA spot as well who can help coach that position. And Jim Leavitt is going to coach linebackers from what I hear. He's coached them at numerous other coaching spots. And when he was with the 49ers, coached up Navarro Bowman and Patrick Willis, decent football players as well. And not that they necessarily needed Jim Leavitt in that regard to get to where they were at in their careers, but that coaching experience certainly is there at linebackers for Jim Leavitt. So Chidera Uzodiribe is the new defensive line coach replacing Randall Joyner. And I think the thing that stands out to me about this is one, he can recruit nationally if SMU wants to. And from what I've kind of seen, just looking at some of the recruits that they've recruited and in terms of when they've offered, he seems to have a good handle on evaluations as well, which I think Randall Joyner did as well. I say I think, I know. I mean, you look at the class that they've signed in 2021 and then in the 2020 class. He made a couple of really strong evaluations, and certainly Jalen Samuels is going to be one that he'll get tied to, I think, especially if he pans out. But Chidera Uzodiribe will get to work with him and that whole class now. And somebody that I think just, you know, certainly has some familiarity with Jim Leavitt, which is good. You want that with a new defensive coordinator. And when you looked at what Sonny Dykes was looking for in this position, he mentioned, you know, needing a good recruiter, and you got that here. And I think that's a huge thing, because you add now Stephon McClure, who I think has a lot of potential on the recruiting trail from everyone I've talked with, and you add somebody who's really got some skins on the wall early on in his career in Chidera Uzodiribe, and you kind of upgrade, in a sense, that side of the ball in their recruiting efforts. And now I'm not sure if Uzodiribe will be an upgrade over Randall Joyner in the recruiting department. That is going to be very tough to beat, so let me be clear on that. But he has the potential, and he's trending in the right way, that you're going to have a really strong position coach once again on the defensive line. And I think that's critical. And especially with where the defensive line is at for SMU, you look at who they have coming back, who they've signed. There is a lot of developing to be done. There's a lot of players that need to take the next step. And there's some veterans to that group. Mike Williams is coming back for another year. He's in a critical stretch because he's got NFL potential if he can put it all together. You've got veterans like Turner Cox, Toby Ndukwe, Gary Wiley, Terrence Newman, Harrison Loveless. Elijah Chapman played a ton last year, is one of the bright young defensive linemen in the AAC. Devere Levelston, he was starting to turn the corner. Junior Aho, same way. How those guys can develop that have been here already is going to be critical to how SMU is going to be able to play in 2021 under Jim Leavitt. And then you look at the recruiting class of Stone Ebby, Braylon Jackson, Jaden Jones, and Jalen Samuels. And I think with SMU's spots left that they can add in transfers, you'll see somebody else at some point. I don't know who, but you'll see somebody else, I think, come in the defensive line and try to shore that up even and add more competition. So the defensive line group can really benefit from Chidera Uzodiribe if everything pans out the way Sonny Dykes and the staff are hoping it will, with him at the helm of that group. So another bright young star in coaching comes to SMU and gets a chance to be the next coach to head to the Power Five, be the next coach to get a promotion. I mean, you look at what Sonny Dykes has done in terms of hiring coaches and where their career trajectory has been. For the most part, he's nailed it when hiring coaches. I mean, it goes back to, obviously, Rhett Lashley, a very proven offensive coordinator commodity, but Kevin Kane leaving to be assistant head coach, associate head coach, whatever, whichever title it was. You look at Kevin Curtis going to the Big 12, and he's made his rounds in Texas schools now. And you look at Randall Joyner going off to Ole Miss. And Rashad Samples certainly has had opportunities to leave. David Grew is a bright up-and-coming coach who Sonny Dykes hired. And Garrett Riley, if he puts together a strong offense this year, he could be the next young offensive coordinator to get a shot at the Power Five ranks. A.J. Ricker was tied to some jobs in the offseason. So he's done a really nice job putting together a staff and I think pushing the right buttons in terms of when you need to go and hire a veteran like a Jim Leavitt, when you can go and hire a young and upcoming coach like Garrett Riley, and when to give young coaches their first shot or their big break. And, you know, Chidera Uzodiribe is just on the edge of being on the outside of that first-time assistant, but every first-time assistant that Sonny Dykes has hired has really done a nice job and been rewarded for that in multiple different ways. We'll see if Stephon McClure and eventually, you know, Chidera Uzodiribe, who is, you know, just getting off the ground after being a full-time assistant for 1 year, can be those next guys. The bright point is yes, while you have to replace coaches, this is now a school where you're seeing guys go off and get promotions or be poached by other schools or have to turn down other schools because they like being in Dallas. And working for Sonny Dykes, working at SMU, we've seen that with Rashad Samples. We've seen that with couple other guys, Randall Joyner before he ultimately did leave for Ole Miss. So this is a a group of coaches now that, and the coaching carousel sometimes never stops turning. We saw that when Brett Dearson left SMU in the summer, in the dog days of summer. And then they brought in Rashad Samples at that time and gave the defensive line job to Randall Joyner. So the coaching carousel sometimes never stops turning. But it appears right now that this is the group that's going to be the 2021 coaching staff for SMU. You got offensive coordinator Garrett Riley, defensive coordinator Jim Leavitt. You've got special teams coordinator Chris Brassfield, tight ends coach Josh Martin, wide receivers coach David Grew, running backs coach Rashad Samples, and then you flip and offensive line coach A.J. Ricker. Forgot if I didn't mention him. On the defensive side, you've got Chidera Uzodiribe at defensive line. You've got Jim Leavitt coaching the linebackers up. And then you've got Stephon McClure at corners and then Trey Haverty at safety. So that appears to be Sonny Dykes' 2021 coaching staff. Well, like I said, we'll see if there is a last second change or somebody, you know, gets an opportunity that they can't turn down, and we'll see how it goes. But overall, and look, when you look back at this coaching carousel cycle, Randall Joyner handled his really well. It was all in about the span of a week. You know, the Jim Leavitt hire was pretty much done as soon as Kevin Kane was left. I mean, that was why we came out with our coaching hot board right away, because it felt like it could be done right away. It just took a little bit to get through all the official channels and all of that. And then Stephon McClure, you look at a span of once it was official, Kevin Curtis was leaving, his 24 hours when it was pretty much done. And then Chidera Uzodiribe, this has been one where he's been in Dallas for a couple weeks now, and we've just been waiting on that time to be able to break it. And Kansas announced a new linebackers coach, outside linebackers coach, and so we were able to, you know, break that news as well, that Chidera Uzodiribe was the new defensive line coach. So, you know, it is a wild time, but I think Sonny Dykes handled it really well. You know, we'll see obviously how the new defensive staff really comes together. The offensive staff is intact, which is, I think, huge when you look at, you know, the transfers coming in with Tanner Mordecai. You look at Preston Stone coming in, Derek Green returns, and just all they have coming back on offense. Having that consistency is pretty key. And, you know, defensively, they've got to get to know their new coaches outside of the safety room and learn a new defense for the most part. But this is a coaching staff that, if it comes together on the defensive side of the ball, and I've heard just so many good things about Jim Leavitt and the energy you know, just the attention to detail he'll bring to the team, things are looking up at SMU. So we'll keep an eye on it. If anyone else, you know, maybe makes a move and there comes a new opening, but for now, it looks like the 2021 coaching staff is complete. Moving on, 24/7 Sports transfer rankings came out on Monday, and Tanner Mordecai is the number one quarterback out of the transfer rankings for 24/7 Sports. Somebody that has multiple years left, was a four-star recruit coming out of high school, can come step in for Shane Buechele if he does indeed win the starting job, and has a chance to make noise like Shane Buechele did and you know, boost his NFL stock. And he's got some size, and he's got a little bit more athleticism than I think Shane does. Can he put it all together? He's shown flashes at Oklahoma, but Tanner Mordecai was one of the top transfers in the country. Grant Calcaterra was among the top transfers in the country. Trey Siggers, the North Texas running back who enrolls this summer, is among the top transfers in the country. So SMU doing a really good job in the transfer portal. They now need to address the defensive side of the ball. We'll see that as the summer unfolds and maybe later in the spring. But for now, that's kind of the transfer rankings. And certainly SMU got some good ones like it always does in the transfer portal. But with that, guys, I wanted to react to the new hires on the defensive side of the ball as of late. And look, we're still awaiting word whether we're going to have SMU basketball returning later this week. They're right on that edge of probably not playing Thursday night's game against Wichita State. So we'll see what the future holds for SMU basketball. They're still on a pause. We'll see if Yorne returns from his absence for personal reasons. But for now, that's a wrap on this edition of the Pony Stampede podcast. But a quick reminder, we're running 50% off annual subscriptions to Pony Stampede into March. And then you get CBS All Access on top of that. So you get immediate access to CBS All Access, which is rare. And then when it turns to Paramount Plus in March, you get that included with your subscription when you sign up for this promotion. Normally, if you sign up for a promotion, you don't get access to CBS All Access. You can get that now. So take advantage of it. Don't miss out. And leave us a rating, leave us a review, and subscribe to the Pony Stampede podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts as well. So until next time, guys, we will catch you later. Hope everyone is safe and sound during this crazy weather. Thanks for listening to this edition of the Pony Stampede podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.